In my other life, I was stationed near the buckle of the Bible Belt in Georgia. And at that time, some 30 years ago plus, there was a southern expression, "Where's your home breeding?" Our daughter told us that this expression was used by the teacher when any of the kiddos misbehaved. It also meant that, "Where are your manners?" However, later we found out that it really meant, "Take out into the world all those good things that you were taught at home." So does what home breeding have to do with the gospel? I think a lot. And let's take a closer look at what happened at Cana. Jesus performed his first miracle, and he began his earthly ministry in a home. And even as an adult, he obeyed his mother, and home breeding doesn't get any better than that. Jesus changed water into wine, and now he begins to change the world. Cana, his first miracle, Jesus changed water into wine, and on Calvary, he changed wine into his blood. The couple in the gospel invited Jesus into their home for the wedding, and I just wonder if that couple realized what happened in their home. Stop and think about it. Jesus often worked miracles in people's homes. Peter invited Jesus to his home, and Jesus cured Peter's mother-in-law. Jairus, the synagogue official, and Jesus restored Jairus' daughter back to life. The paralytic was cured when he was lowered down by his friends from the roof of a house, and Jesus cured him. And look what happened to that shyster tax collector, Zacchaeus, when Jesus invited himself to dinner and changed the way Zacchaeus did business. And finally, there was the most significant invitation of all, which occurred on the road to Emmaus on Easter Sunday evening. Two men invited a stranger to stay and eat with them. Jesus was that stranger. He celebrated the first Eucharist after the Last Supper. And after that, Jesus was no longer a stranger. I think these are examples of people who invited Jesus into their homes. Something changed, and they will never be the same again. Let's take a look and see how we can apply the gospel message of inviting Jesus into our homes, especially in today's hodgepodge environment, and see if we can change and make a difference. Needless to say, our culture is very secular, to say the least. It seems religious is constantly and forcibly being shoved into the corners of our society. It seems religious values are growing less and less significant, not only on the moral and ethical issues, but in every facet of life. It seems that all the points of view and philosophies are acceptable except of God and faith. It seems to me that God is not wanted in that marketplace in the world. We truly need to believe that in order to deal with these issues, we need to take the example of Jesus and look into our home breeding, that climate, the values, and all those good things that we learned at home from our families, and start there. If we don't have good home breeding, how can we attempt to help Jesus change the world? We have to be like those stone jars filled with water and be open to be changed into the wine of the gospel and bring it into the marketplace. Our faith cannot be watered down. It has to be changed into the good wine. We need to sincerely and honestly and conscientiously invite Jesus into our homes in a practical and meaningful way. For example, would a guest see any evidence in our home that we are followers of Christ, like a religious picture, or maybe the crucifix? Would a guest notice that the fact that our meals always begin with a prayer, or even know that we pray as a family? Can we be confident that the guests will remember that they never heard an unkind word spoken? Not too long ago, I made a home visit where there was a needlepoint hanging by the door, and it stated, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I remember that my grandmother had a little holy water font next to the doorway, and you made the sign of a cross when you came in to visit, especially on Sunday. It was followed by a religious greeting, "Praised be Jesus Christ," and the response would be, "Forever and ever." And that was many, many years ago, but I still remember it. Maybe I've changed. Once we invite Jesus into our homes, we can expect something special. It may not be something that like happened at Cana. It may be just words like, "I love you," "I'm sorry." Let's try to be better to each other. Or yet, "You need to listen to your grandmother." Or let's pray about it. By letting Jesus change us, we change into the good wine. In closing, I truly believe that when we make Jesus the center of our home, by taking the good news of the gospel to heart, by living like the Beatitude peoples that he expects us to be, and taking the gospel into the marketplace, we are helping him change the world. You know, there are a lot of stone hearts out there, and they're filled with water. They need to be changed into the good wine of Jesus' love and Jesus' mercy. Christ is counting on us to help him change the world by our example and not necessarily by our opinion.